been thanking. A nice solo track from Dinosaur Jr.'s Jay Mascus here on 90.3 KNPA. Hug of Thunder, the title track to the new one from Broken Social Scene. It was Linda Lee Segarra and Hooray for the Riff Raff with Hungry Ghost from their new thematic album, The Navigator. We heard Sean Colvin and Steve Earle, a little Tobacco Road action, and Sunvol got us started out after the news with Lost Souls. Rain, 55 degrees at 8:25. It is the Morning Line program for middle of the week. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheithlick. We've got various things happening in our community, and one of them includes that you can join staff from the Big Itch Bogs Visitor Center for short hikes on Byron Glacier in the Chugach National Forest. Hikes take place throughout the summer months on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoons, roughly 3 to 5 p.m. Meet them at the Big Itch Bogs Visitor Center or the Byron Glacier Trailhead. I think I might partake of that. Heard there's some nice wind up there.
Yeah, nice wind. Okay, good setup there. Oh, by the way, we're gonna be finding out a whole bunch more stuff of fun stuff happening in Chugach National Forest here Friday on Morning Line.
That's right.
So, okay, so speaking of the wind, do you like stories, Frank?
I love stories.
You've got a whole bunch of kids and. Well, three, but, you know, sometimes it can seem like a whole bunch. I got three, and it seems like 40 sometimes. Do you tell them stories? They like stories?
You bet. You know, usually I'm kind of, not the most creative when it comes to that. I just grab a book and let somebody else do the writing for me.
I'm not that creative either, so luckily we've got somebody who is. A couple of times over the years we've had the honor of welcoming Clinkett storyteller Bob Sam to the Morning Line program. Here he is.
Shagana stayu khatu asau. Klingedi ayachat. Ka guan tan yadi. Dach loedi dachkunk. My Tlingit name is Shagana Sta. I am a raven, dog salmon clan. I am a child of a wolf or bear and a grandchild of a killer whale. I've been storytelling for well over two decades now. Storytelling is an art form passed down from generation to generation by word of mouth. As a storyteller, recently, I've decided to fit into my own pair of shoes. So I wrote a story that comes from my life experience traveling all over the world, sharing stories with human beings worldwide. And I decided when I was in Japan to share a story, and now this story is used for teaching Japanese young people about nature. I really wanted to teach young people how to experience something tangible with nature. We need that we need nature in our daily life. And I wanted to find ways to get young people away from their computers and away from all their technology and just go out and experience nature. So this story I'm going to share with you is called How Wind Found a Home. It's a story I wrote and it's used for young people. This story began in an ancient time. In ancient time when animal can talk to human. And human can talk to animal. There is a spirit in all things, even the wind have a spirit. Now the wind can be born a whisper. A whisper. So small, no one can notice. A whisper grows and blows, flies north to south, east to west. A whisper is now the wind. The North Pole is so cold. A frozen, freezing cold is the North Pole. A frozen, freezing cold grabs wind and throws the wind in the opposite direction. The faster the wind is thrown, colder the wind becomes. The cold, cold wind flies south. Glaciers form. Icebergs flow. Great ice age is here. The cold, cold wind. All the humans, all the animals, they run and hide from wind. The cold, cold wind flies down to the humans. They run, run to their homes. As soon as they get to the door, they slam the door on the face of wind. The cold, cold wind says, please, please, let me in. I'm so cold, please let me in. And the humans, they say, no, go away, go away. We don't like you, go away. The cold, cold wind flies away. Now even the cold wind cannot survive alone. The cold, cold wind slows down, slower and slower. The wind becomes a whisper, drifting along a beach. Nowhere to go. The wind comes up to a shell. Please. Please. Let me in. I'm so cold. No one loves me. Please. Let me in. And the shell, in the most loving way, says, of course. Come on in. Come on in. I will wrap my shell around you and warm you. That's why, to this day, if you put a shell to your ear, you can hear the warm, warm wind at home. And all of us come from the time of the cold. We are all the same. Thank you.
How Wind Found a Home. Story from Bob Sam on 90.3 KNBA, Alaska's Native Voice. 8:34, just ahead, Bob Dylan and the Lone Bellow.
The good news is that Native American and Alaska Native men have the lowest reported cases of prostate cancer, according to the National Cancer Institute. But having low rates doesn't necessarily mean that it is a health problem we can ignore. We're talking about prostate cancer detection, prevention, and treatment on the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.